Let us pray. Gracious God, source of all being, incarnate Word and Holy Spirit, as we read and hear your scriptures this day, open us to the joy of Christ's triumphal entry into the beloved city, and help us not to turn away from the hard words of his suffering and death. For that too is a story of joy, your great love for all people. Amen.
Amen.
All of the Gospels, all four of them, present Jesus' entry into Jerusalem in terms of an ancient coronation ceremony in which the king rode into the city to be anointed and crowned in the temple. For Mark, however, this triumphant tone of the procession immediately dissipates when Jesus enters the temple, looks around, simply walks away. Listen now for God's word from Mark chapter 11, verses 1.
When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately.'"
They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing, untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it.
Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting,
"Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven."
Then Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. So ends the reading. And now let us pray. Hosanna, O God, in the highest. You come to us in ways we never expect. We don't imagine a king seated on a donkey or a savior hung on a cross. How can we see your glory in such acts when we are trained only to see defeat? In this week ahead, may we see you with us and among us. May your words reach us, lest the palms that we wave with joy today be thrown down tomorrow in doubt. Gracious God, may your spirit guide us through this holiest of weeks, beside us, around us, before us, behind us, and with us. Amen.